Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to the Klebic folk. Good morning to the prisoners in Sector 12. Good morning to the Hooker Army, forming up near Vegas. Good luck to you, sisters. Good luck to you, brothers. Good morning to the pirate navies destroying commerce ships at the center of the Pacific Ocean. It's Tuesday, November the 19th, 2024, Bo Blimp Doc. It's almost 1 a.m., can you believe it? Here on the Olympic Peninsula. And as you know now, every time I pause to drink coffee, or you should know, it is the sacred coffee. Yes, every time I drink coffee now, it's the sacred coffee. It's the power energy fume. It fills my room with loving regret. So an FYI to all you folks, I finished with my manifesto project. It will be findable from boblimpdoc.com. I don't care if it's well edited, it's done. I don't even envision it to be a commercial success. I simply needed to finish it to get myself writing again. And although I tossed in a few rotten apples, I did write roughly, 40,000 words of new stuff in about 3 weeks. And even if it's shit, that's still not bad. Still not bad. But the manifesto, danifesto, banifesto, scanifesto project is complete for now. Could it be updated? Well, the current edition, I believe, is the 20th edition. There could be a 30th edition. There probably won't be a 22nd. There might be a 50th edition, published sometime next year, if you believe such things. Next year, that sounds interesting, doesn't it? Next year, Dan, we'll meet in Tokyo. I am switching gears to a new project. I know I promised you, brothers and sisters, that I would be tilting away from the news, and although I am working on that, I'm probably not going to totally escape it. It's the Schadenfreude. Even if it is all unreliable, and it really is. I mean, I can't think of any news source now that is reliable. It's all crap. And the worst part is, you don't know how they're fucking with you today. I mean, you think you know, but you don't. But even with that, my Schadenfreude is strong. So I return to these newsly topics as is. I did want you to know that the new writing project that I hope is the focus of the next month, Bigfoot War One, is coming along. I finished chapter one technically about a year ago. I am about a third through chapter two right now in terms of writing. And I expect to do this as kind of a weekly or maybe even bi-weekly podcast until I'm done. And then I'm going to polish it off and then I'm going to submit it, maybe even submit it to special people with special problems. Who knows? Maybe I'll send it to Netflix because it's a series. This book will just be book one. There'll be a book two and book three. That means there's a season two and a season three, you fuck. That's how you make the extra shit. That's how you pay for the fucking condo in Soho. That's how you pay for the fucking condo in Pondo. Anywho, as I said, the manifesto is done. I'm working on Bigfoot War 1. Next topic. Next topic, right? We're going to go right to the next topic. I'm going to read something from a website, the National History Museum. and this is a website from the UK. That's the United Kingdom. And the title of the entry is Piltdown Man. In 1912, Charles Dawson, an amateur archaeologist, claimed to have discovered the missing link between ape and man. He had found a part of a human-like skull in Pleistocene gravel beds near Piltdown Village in Sussex, England. Dawson wrote to Arthur Smith Woodward, keeper of geology at the Natural History Museum at the time, about his find. Dawson and Smith Woodward started working together, woodworking, making further discoveries in the area. They found a set of teeth, a jawbone, more skull fragments, and primitive tools, which they suggested belonged to the same individual. Smith Woodward made a reconstruction of the skull fragments, and the archaeologists hypothesized that the find indicated evidence of a human ancestor living 500,000 years ago. They announced their discovery at a Geological Society meeting in 1912. For the most part, their story was accepted in good faith. However, in 1949, new dating technology arrived that changed scientific opinion on the age of the remains using fluorine tests. Dr. Kenneth Oakley, a geologist at the Natural History Museum, discovered that the Piltdown remains were only 50,000 years old. This eliminated the possibility of the Piltdown man being the missing link between humans and apes. At this point in time, humans had already developed into their Homo sapiens form. Following this, biological anthropologist Dr. Joseph Weiner and human anatomist Wilfred LaGrosse Clark, both from Oxford, worked with Dr. Oakley to further test the age of the Piltdown findings. Their results showed that the skull and jaw fragments actually came from two different species, a human and an ape, probably an orangutan. Scratches on the surface of the teeth, visible under the microscope, revealed that the teeth had been filed down to make them look human. They also discovered that most of the finds from the Piltdown site had been artificially stained to match the local gravels. The conclusion: Piltdown Man was an audacious fake and a sophisticated scientific fraud. Now, I'm going to stop here. There's a little bit more about the story, but I'm going to stop here. I first studied this story when I was studying history at the University of Washington. I was taking one of my senior seminars, and the topic had to do with, you know, basically, how do you find and how do you evaluate evidence? It could be evidence related to the JFK assassination. It could be evidence related to a famous frickin' journal, supposedly, or diary of Adolf Hitler. Or it could be related to this fucking bullshit about Piltdown Man. And that's the thing. It was emphasized to me as a student that it was critical to not simply accept evidence without thought, even if it's been around a while. Even if people for decades said, oh my God, look at this evidence. Keep in mind, it was a couple years between 1912 and 1949. And during that period of time, you know, Woodward and Jimmy Smith and this frickin', you know, Dawson's Creek shithead, They could have gone around all of bloody old England telling people tales of monkey apes that lived 500,000 years ago and drank their own semen. You know? That's the truth. We should be skeptical, but we're not. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. The history of archaeology and anthropology overlaps nicely with the history of fraud. But Dr. Freckles, I would expand this. The history of history overlaps nicely with the history of fraud. In fact, you could say, to keep things simple, for all intents and purposes at this point in human history, history is fraud. History is fraud. If you want to be a historian, you better be ready to sell. History is marketing. History is convincing. History is taking a broken jaw or a piece of tooth and telling Dr. Ruth, you found the aquatic ape. History is fraud. I didn't want to believe this 30 years ago. If I knew 30 years ago what I know today, it's like we always say, right? Not only would I have studied different subjects, but if I did end up getting my PhD in history, I would have gone a completely different direction because for the most part, the history we have is crap. It's fraud, you know? Next topic. On the subject of fraud, I'm going to read an article from Reuters, technically a current event. Headline, British farmers to protest against tractor tax in London. This is written by Sarah Young, could be an AI. Published on November the 19th, 2024, Boblin Dog. Thousands of British farmers will march to Parliament Square on Tuesday to protest the end of an inheritance tax exemption that has helped family farms pass down the generations, saying the move will threaten food production. Wow. Unpack that fucking compound statement. Seeking to raise funds to fix public services, Finance Minister Rachel Reeves announced in October that farmers with land worth more than, pop-up ad, worth more than £1 million, which is $1.26 million, will no longer be able to leave their farms to their children tax-free from 2026. Opposition to the so-called tractor tax is one part of a wider backlash against Reeves' financial plans. Some of Britain's biggest companies have warned that our increases to employers' social security contributions will fuel inflation. Farmers say the change will threaten the viability of family farms, which often have to have tight profit margins, and that their children will have to sell land to cover the tax bill, raising the risk that food production will suffer. Oh my fucking God. Same fucking brainwashers will talk to you about diabetes, I continue. Organizers have said around 20,000 farmers could join the London rally on Tuesday. Television presenter turned farmer Jeremy Clarkson is expected to attend. Oh, how is this not a psyop? Reeves said she recognized... I'm going to stop here because I don't want to introduce more garbage into your fucking head. But I'm going to try to keep things simple. In the link in the notes titled Watch the Hands, I have presented a number of pictures going back more than 10 years. Some of these pictures are from Occupy Wall Street. One is from the Tea Party. I got a Proud Boy. I got video I took in 2020, motherfucker. I got the pictures of the fucking trucker protests and the fucking farmer tractors. And all I can tell you is there's a pattern. If you want to say the pattern is people standing up for their rights, well, that's okay. I consider the fact that you might be tarded. But the other possibility is that these are managed events. And like a magician with a pretty assistant, or a smiling face at the table at the Christmas party, all y'all want to look at the smile. He said something nice about me. Oh, wasn't that funny what he said? Oh, look at the pretty assistant. But y'all ignore the fucking hands. Y'all do. I do not know yet with certainty what the fuck they are hiding. And who knows? I mean, I don't think we get to know until it's too late. And then literally it's too late. It doesn't fucking matter. But the amount of bullshit fertilizer, we're talking United Kingdom 100% pure fertilizer, that they have dumped on the human race since 2020 is mind-boggling. And although they've been dumping bullshit on me my whole fucking life, the non-linear nature of it since 2020 is fucking mind-boggling. And if you want to know, is Trump a hobgoblin? Of course he is, you fucking tard. He's designed to scare people just like Obama, but I'll really shock you. Trump is the Black Obama. Trump is the Black Obama. Soon you will learn. Soon you will burn. If you want to invest your time and believe that this nonsense is going to do anything, go ahead. And the other thing is this. A lot of these farmers, I mean, you got to read the garbage they spout. A lot of these farmers are huge fans of the government. Huge fans of certain types of gimme programs. They're not protesting against government. They're protesting against government not giving them the stuff they want. Meditate, brothers and sisters. There are a shit ton of farmers, a fucking crap ton of Norman Borlaug acolytes currently owning farms in the United States of up the butt. And these farmers get what's called farm aid. They get money. Yeah, these farmers get money every year in the United States. Okay? They get it from the agricultural department. They get money. We call them subsidies. Just like talking about things like, I don't know, up your ass basis points. Nobody really knows what the fuck you're talking about, but they're gimmies. And they're gimmies because we gotta help the farmers. In reality, a lot of these subsidies go to AgriCorps, big corporations that produce a lot of bad food that is, yeah, giving you diabetes. Watch the hands, folks. I don't know what to tell you beyond that. I do know they're... Yeah. I don't need to tell you my theories. Just don't believe this shit. Let's go to the next topic, Tard. Because some of you need to believe this right now. It's like the mega bullshit. You need to fucking believe it. It's like crooked oxygen, really. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. We better start living free if we don't want to die. If you don't want to die, if you don't want to fry, if you want to see the world there for your boys and girls, then you better start living free. You better start being free, because if you can't, you're gonna fucking die. It's that fucking simple. History is fraud, and giving up your freedom is how you die. You may not die tomorrow. Maybe it'll be the diabetes that kills you and the fucking crooked farmers. Maybe it'll be their cancer food. Maybe it'll be a cop with a gun. Who the fuck knows? But when you give up your freedom, when you give up actual free markets, when you put your trust in lawyers and cops and prisons and armies, when you put your trust in the fucking state of Israel, then you're getting ready to die. You're getting ready to go away, you know. Yeah, just start living free, shithead. Don't worry about voting or Papa Blump. Blump's not going to help you. Next topic. I'm going to read an article from space.com because some shithead on social media posted nonsense about this and then treated it like news. Technically, this is old news. Technically, it's from January at least. Headline, and I'm going to drink some sacred coffee first. Headline, water ice buried at Mars equator is over 2 miles thick. This article was published on space.com on January the 18th, 2024. The author is Keith Kupa. The Mars Express orbiter has detected enough water ice buried beneath the red planet's equator to cover the entire planet in a shallow ocean if melted. A European Space Agency probe has found enough water to cover Mars in an ocean between 4.9 and 8.9 feet deep, buried in the form of dusty ice beneath the planet's equator. The finding was made by ESA's Mars Express mission, a veteran spacecraft that has been engaged in science operations around Mars for 20 years now. While it's not the first time that evidence for ice has been found near the red planet's equator, does anybody believe? God, I gotta stop here. Are you retarded? And I know we're not supposed to say retard. What am I supposed to say? Brain damaged? Is that nicer? Cognitively dysfunctional? What's nicer? Are you that fucking dumb? What the fuck government on planet Earth, to include, excuse me, Mr. and Mrs. Costco China, I bought a microwave, it ended up at the landfill 3 years later. What the fuck government on planet Earth builds anything that lasts 20 years? That's A. I mean, really, without maintenance, without support. Well, they build, they build submarines, they build tanks, they build jets. Show me one that is continuously functional for 20 years without support. One that they built. They don't. They can't. In fact, this is the point in the article where if a person claims to be an anarchist or a libertarian, they should stop reading. But if they keep reading, they're proving they're retarded. Really. How the fuck do you believe that the European government or the United States government or any of these motherfuckers, the same shitheads who say they forgot how they went to the moon, how they landed people on the moon, how they spent 3 days playing golf on the moon in 1972. I was 2 years old, motherfucker. I'm an old man now. Our government cannot build something that complex that can operate without maintenance and support for 20 years. The European governments cannot build something that complex that can operate reliably for 20 years. If they tell you they found an ocean's worth of water on Mars, as I say and I keep trying to tell you, as a Sovietologist, don't take the article seriously. Take it ironically, but ask the most important question. Why the fuck are they pumping this right now? Because they've been pumping Mars bullshit, alien bullshit, a lot of stuff that one could consider preparatory work to Blue Beam. They've been doing it hardcore for a couple years now. Every fucking week I hear something. Oh, did you hear about that secret fucking committee meeting about UAPs? I don't know, man. How the fuck did you hear about the secret meeting, fuckhead? Did you hear about the secret meeting? Yeah, I heard about it, man. I heard about the secret meeting and all the other ironically named bullshit. Patriot Act, smart device, war on drugs. Go fuck yourself. So I'm not going to read about the exciting radar signals. I'm not going to tell you about more about an ocean's worth of water on Mars. I do not believe the story is true. I do think there's a reason why they're telling us the story. It's kind of like Elon Musk and SpaceX. In so many ways, Elon Musk is the Walt Disney of outer space in the 21st century. That's his role. He's Walt Disney. He's putting on a show. When I see the videos of his bullshit to include that dumbass car, fucking Gambit from 2018... So many things wrong with that logically. I see Walt Disney. And I saw a picture, one of these edgelords posted on social media. And the first thing I thought when I saw the picture related to the frozen ice ocean was, that looks like a cream pie that Elon made for Trump. You know what a cream pie is, shithead? cream pie on Mars. You can research the subject as much as you want to. I don't care to talk about it any further. Whatever. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. The worst thing that ever happened to Nikola Tesla. I don't just mean, you know, all the fucking Edison bullshit. That was pretty bad. And I just don't mean that the US government stealing his ideas and probably trying to kill him. The shittiest thing that ever happened to Nikola Tesla was that Elon Musk was born.
Dan, that's terrible. I can't believe you'd say something that mean.
I've said meaner about that, shithead. This is a very poor situation at 1:13 a.m. For me to give you a grand history of Nikola Tesla. If you currently use an electronic device, if you use a mobile device, he is somebody you owe a great deal of credit to. He was a great inventor. He allowed the transmission of electricity. I shouldn't say allowed. He discovered a means by which you could transmit electricity across great distances on cable, in cable, using alternating current. Edison's DC current was not very good at distance. You need DC for pretty much for circuitry. You have to have DC, direct current. You have to. But for transmitting energy great distances, alternating current is better. And it turns out it's better for generators as well. You know? Nikola Tesla likely designed some energy weapons. And that's one of the reasons why the feds raided his apartment when he died. And we'll never know what they took or what they decided to lie about. If Tesla were alive today, he would probably have a lot to say to Mr. Musk, and none of it would be very good. You know, that's my opinion. The memory of Nikola Tesla is obscured by Elon Musk's bullshit. And that's the critical point here. Elon Musk was not a person who trusted any government, to include the United States government. And Elon Musk is a shithead who really couldn't exist without the largesse of the US government's space program and its defense budget. You take that away, you just don't impact SpaceX, you impact Microsoft, Amazon, Google. You take away the defense, the secret fucking budgets, all the intelligence service bullshit, and a whole bunch of big digital companies go down the fucking drain. Are you listening, shithead? Which means there's a good chance that you have a job because our government spies on your neighbors. Oh, do you know that, shithead? I'm not gonna say tard. You don't have that excuse, do you? No, the shittiest thing, I think, that happened to Tesla happened after he died. And it's the stuff that Musk has been doing. Next topic. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. I couldn't see the fight. I have Netflix. I couldn't see the fight. I have Netflix. I have Netflix. I wanted to watch RuPaul kick Mike Tyson's butt, but I have Netflix and it doesn't work so good. I don't have Netflix. I don't, for a lot of different reasons, not the least of which it's become so stupid. What can I say about Netflix? It started out as a great idea. And it ended up in a terrible place. And the same reason why lots of companies have ended up in terrible places. It's not just the woke agenda. The deeper you connect yourself to any government, I don't care if it's the Russian government or the Chinese government or our shitty neo-Stalinist government. And I don't care if Papa Blump is going to sit on the magical chair and push buttons that aren't connected to anything. That makes you feel better, dummy. I don't give a fuck. Netflix has gone down the same road as a lot of other companies, old and new. It had a lot of potential. It could have been a great company, but it decided to choose, in my opinion, power over prosperity, control over capitalism. And yeah, it chose the government over freedom. Netflix did this. All these companies have done it. So Netflix, in that sense, is not special. What is funny is the fact that the streaming broke down for the fight on Friday. I don't know how to tell you this, brothers and sisters, but the year is 2024, boblimpdoc. And there are many things a digital company can get away with in 2024, boblimpdoc. But not properly planning your streaming profile and you're a company that streams media, that makes you look retarded. It makes you look dumb. So this last weekend on Twitter, X, whatever the fuck Elon calls it, Mike Tyson and Jake Paul were doing this weird love fest, and it was intriguing. As a Sovietologist, the first question I asked myself was, what kind of call did they get Saturday morning? Because my guess is the guys at Netflix and the other places said, you better talk up that shit in a way that makes it seem a lot nicer than what fucking happened, or you're in a lot of trouble, buddy. It's in your fucking contract. You're in on this too, shithead. So Mike and Jake, they made it sound so great and so amazing. But what I'm left with is a lot of people were disappointed. The people that couldn't see the fight and the people that did see the fight. Yeah, I couldn't see the fight. I have Netflix. Next topic. These winter months of dark skies, they're the time of loneliness and drifters through a sawdust paradise. This loneliness and broken world, you lost your girl, you went down to the wharf. You hung out at the Marine Bar with Gus the Gatekeeper. You had a drink with Sally the Salamander. I saw your mind, Tempest, after the fire went out and you left me in that cold bed. I was bleeding from five holes, and the current from that AC cord shoved up my colon, regulated the flow. As the glow beads turned sour, the hour was nigh for some guy to show up and feed her tavern can. Banned bird mines were used by Baron Trox after the four-way cider war, and the women covered in grease did battle as they are wont and tossed their busty fury into the sea of eternal mud-wrestling-style nude conflict and butt-groping. The dark winter cloud, the leaves falling. There's that eerie voice calling, telling you you're garbage. You garbage. You garbage. You go home to a lonely house and you stare at the wall. There ain't nothing there but memories. Memories of when you were young. A time of golden nights. A time of green dawns. Everything was possible. Back then, when we were brand new, we showed up on the planet. We thought we were welcome. We thought we were wanted. We thought we were needed. And then we found out, didn't we, brothers and sisters? I saw your mind, Tempest, after the fire went out, and you left me in that cold bed. You did. And I know you did, and you know that I watch you while you're sleeping. You know this. I have cameras. I have cameras. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. I love it when some shithead on social media threatens to expose me. I just wish in my silent darkness that they keep their fucking promise. I just wish they were telling the fucking truth. What does that mean, Dr. Freckles? I don't know. What the fuck do you think it means? Here's another quote from Dr. Freckles. Person with 5 million followers complains about being on the Southern Poverty Law Center or Anti-Defamation League list. And me, I just want to get on that list, Dr. Freckles. So here's a fun thing about some of the black box testing I'm doing with social media right now, is I'm deliberately pushing a lot of buttons. When you're testing, you got to do that. Okay? When you're black box testing, which is what a lot of testers do, I don't care if they're video game testers, I don't care if they test cars, I don't care if they test database systems or whatever, test a website. You're testing a system where maybe you can right click and view source on the JavaScript, maybe you can draw inferences on the services layer, but in reality, you're testing a system for which you don't know for sure the code behind the wall. That's what black box testing is. And I've been doing this with Elon Musk's shitty ass Twitter trash app for about a year now, and it's been fun. And I've discovered a few things. I've discovered some things I'm not going to talk about. Why? Because that would be telling, right? From that show, The Prisoner? That'd be telling, and I don't want to tell. A person with 5 million followers complains about being on a list. A person with 8 million viewers complains about the ADL. How do I get on that list, shithead? How the fuck do I get on the list? How does somebody point a finger at me? That's the truth, buddy. If you're seen, if there's a spotlight on you, there's a reason for it. You could say that is the principal Sovietological assumption. If the spotlight is pointing at you, there's a reason for it. If you find it almost impossible to get a spotlight pointed at you, then there's a reason for that too, fucker. And guess what? That doesn't make me special. That makes me probably about 1 in 20. 1 in, yeah. Maybe 1 in 30. Let's say 1 in 60. The point is, I think a lot of your neighbors get fucked with the same way. I think tens of millions of Americans get fucked with that way. If you looked at the budgets for Google, Amazon, Microsoft, if you looked at the different consulting companies they work with, you go find a job in IT, database work, and what you're going to find out in the big data analytics world is that most of those fucking jobs, most of them, are either in healthcare stealing people's health and money, or in the intelligence world spying on your fucking neighbor. If you're on a list, you're on a list for a reason. And it probably isn't the reason you think. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to say, man. I look at this problem and I say to myself, the best thing that could happen to me would be to move to Germany and start publishing books about, you know, how the Holocaust is fucking bullshit. Oh, maybe, yeah, some people fucking died. But as a whole, it's probably bullshit. The whole thing. I mean, even if it were true, I would still want to go to Germany and publish a book saying the Holocaust was bullshit. Are you fucking listening to me? And by the way, that's not my only action button. I think I've figured out a half dozen. This is just the one I'm testing with right now. Next topic. The next few months are going to be a lot of fun for people like me. They're going to be very disappointing for people that vote. I don't really want to talk about the subject of the Holocaust. I have an entry in here, you know, listing some sources. They're fairly uncontroversial sources. and a reference to a guy named David Irving, who is a Holocaust denier. I am neither a Holocaust proposer or denier. I kind of think historical subjects should be critically analyzed and not simply assumed to be what they are. If you look at contemporary historiography, almost every significant event in the last 2,000 or 3,000 years has been flipped upside down. And so when it comes to poking fun at the gods of the past, the current cadre of university academics don't give a fuck. But if you bring up the Holocaust, you can say that General Robert E. Lee, you know, was a perv. You could write an article about how he's a perv, and it could be totally constructed bullshit, and it might take decades to find out, because that's how little they care about the fucking truth. If you know, you know. But if you even mention the Holocaust in a history break room at a university, even just mention it offhandedly, people will give you that fucking look. This is not a topic we discuss. It's kind of like the origins of the modern state of Israel. We don't talk about it. If you talk about it, you're going to get in a lot of fucking trouble. You show me an event like that in human history, and my immediate thought at this point in my life is Piltdown Man. It's a gimmick. It's bullshit. You got a lot of fucking stained teeth that look like fucking the gravel around. You got a lot of fake bullshit. But as David Irving points out, there's not a lot of good evidence for the basic stuff that surrounds the final solution. There really isn't. And what exists, we're not really open to criticize. You know, we can take the Shroud of Turin and we can expose it to carbon, you know, to carbon 14 testing. We can take something that I was told when I was a kid is a sacred thing connected to my faith. But go ahead and do the carbon dating. And guess what? That's the right thing to do. God would tell you that's the right thing to do. Ask me how many pieces of the sacred cross existed during the High Middle Ages about 800 years ago. Ask me how many fleets of ships you could have built using all those pieces of the sacred cross. Yeah, I think God's okay with this. God's not okay with liars. But I think the Lord in heaven kind of likes it when liars are exposed. So why is it we can take apart every sacred cow, every protected emblem, every fucking symbol of Western civilization can be pooped on, but we can't talk about the Holocaust? Why is that? How do I get on the list, buddy? I'm sending emails to the ADL. Hateful, angry, pornographic, really terrible emails to the ADL. Yeah, I don't really want to talk about this any further. I don't hate Jewish people. I'm trying to work on not hating anybody. I joke about hating the Danish, but then again, is it a joke? I don't know. But I don't really hate people. I try not to. I get really disgusted by broken processes. I see them everywhere. Private sector, public sector, because there is no difference now. This whole neo-Stalinist hellhole is filled with broken processes. Shocker. It did not surprise me that Netflix failed to stream the fight. It didn't. This is something they should have been able to do, but they didn't have the competence to do it. When you think about airplanes falling out of the sky and Netflix, you know, streaming those guys, ask yourself how many boiling water reactors are there in the United States and how far do you live from one? Because again, my friends, brothers, and sisters, I know you want to believe that the European Space Agency could create some type of fucking probe that could be on Mars for 20 fucking years being exposed to all the radiation they say they have to retest for the trip back to the moon, but somehow it doesn't need maintenance, somehow it doesn't need support. But you know, those Boeing aircraft, they're falling out of the sky. You know, and that F-35 looks like a shitty program, buddy. Nothing they make has ever lasted 20 years without support. Nothing that complex. Even the Army Corps of Engineer bridges, okay? And you still find them. You'll find them at places, national parks. And some of them are quite old. And in terms of complexity, they're not that complex. But even those bridges, you can actually see where you're meant to tighten them, tighten that bolt every few years. Well, who the fuck is doing that on Mars right now, motherfucker? I venture to guess the ESA probe is a little bit more complex than an Army Corps of Engineer bridge, right? Anyways, don't question the Holocaust. Don't question the magical giant lake on Mars. Don't question the moon landings. And don't question that we forgot how we did them, really, you know, with people. But we sent a probe back. Yeah, I know. We sent a probe back. When are we sending people back? Since 1961, since the age of space began, fewer than 700 unique people have been to space. More than 90% of these people have only been about 100 miles up, okay? 150 at most. There were a few astronauts in the shuttle program back in the 90s that took the shuttle, I believe. They took it up to what, 200, 300 miles? They were still several hundred miles from the what we call the Van Allen belts. And the comments back, you know, back then, when what, journalism was better or worse? You tell me, confused little Mega Man. The comments back then on CNN were they had to be in their spacesuits, in the craft, and with their eyes closed, they could see the radiation, and they were still 700 fucking miles away from the Van Allen belts. Now, you tell me about this 20 fucking year probe. And then Mr. Mega Man or anarchist or libertarian who, when it's stylish, criticizes the government and its incompetence. How the fuck do you believe a government could do this ever successfully? Build a probe that needed no maintenance on Mars for 20 years. Good luck with that. If you like this podcast and you love outer space, you have a lot of dissonance to deal with. But if you like this podcast and you want to donate to it, the simple truth is I could use the money, but then so could you. So before you donate, listen to the disclosure. Take care of your food, water, shelter first. Take care of those things you need before you donate to any random fucking stranger on the internet, to include me, to support some stupid fucking podcast. Take care of your food, water, shelter first. If you're setting aside food because you think a famine's coming, and yeah, a famine's coming, it's going to be really bad. But it's 6 months worth, right? Because you're an optimist. And you have a dog, a cat, a bat, or a rat, a bird, or a turd, but let's think dog. If you have a dog, then make sure you got 6 months worth of food for your dog. And if you don't, take care of that before you donate to my fucking podcast. If there are people in your life that need help, I don't mean internet people. That includes me, by the way. I could use help right now, but technically I'm an internet person. If there are physical people in your life that you know that can use help, help them right now first before you donate to random strangers, to include me, on the fucking internet. And keep in mind, as fucked up as shit is, and it is, and as fucked up as it's gonna get, and buddy, it's going to get more fucked up than your wide-eyed mega imagination can comprehend. And you know, I'm not saying this to a Biden turd or a bird because they wouldn't get it either, right, shithead? As fucked up as stuff is, it's not the end of the world. And right now, a lot of things that people associate with normality are still working. You can still take a trip. You can still go to a restaurant. You can still go see a movie if there's one worth seeing. You can pay for Netflix and try to stream a fight between RuPaul and Mike Tyson. Damn, it's Jake Paul. I don't care. I think the RuPaul-Mike Tyson fight would have been better, huh? I mean, the RuPaul-Mike Tyson fight? Fuck. Listen, you know, Jeff Bezos, give me a call. You could take control of this thing, you know? Yeah, anywho. Stuff is still kind of normal, so before you donate to my podcast, do yourself a favor and give yourself a fucking break. Yeah, things are going to get crazy as fuck, and you better be ready for it. But that's not the end of the world. That's just history. That's the way history is. The lie, the fucking lie, the Fukuyama history has ended lie, that was the stuff you were fed. That was toxic. What I'm telling you is the actual truth. History is crazy, and sometimes it gets really fucking crazy. And right now, history is unstuck, Fukuyama, Fukuyama. Go fuck yourself. They gave you a PhD. It's one of the reasons why I'm not so ashamed I don't have one. I've seen the people with PhDs. I've met people with PhDs in the natural sciences, and I've met motherfuckers with PhDs in the quote-unquote liberal arts. And I gotta tell you, a long time ago, I used to have this little bit of a complex about not having one. I don't care to have one. I don't need one. If anything, it would label me as 100% certified British fertilizer and retarded. But if you've taken care of all the things you need and want and you're good to go, if you actually have extra and you listen to my podcast, which is extraordinarily unlikely, in order for you to exist, I would have to have at least 1 million listeners, and I don't. So you probably don't exist, but let's play pretend. Let's play pretend, A, someone is listening right now, B, that person enjoys my podcast, and C, that person has a shit ton of disposable income. Then you can fucking donate as much as you want to, fucker. If you believe the great mega tide is going to raise all ships, if you think magically your Orange King is going to save you, if you think Tulsi Gabbard is going to yank on your cock and maybe Elon Musk will give you turbulent spooge juice in your face like the big cream pie on Mars, then a person like you should fucking donate a ton of shit because you supposedly believe your bullshit. Oh, happy days are here again. Trump's gonna save you. He loves you more than he loves Israel. He loves you more than he loves Israel. He loves your children more than he loves the state of Israel. You know that that's bullshit, but I don't care. You're confused. You should still donate to because you've listened this long, fucker. It is Tuesday, November the 19th, 2024, Boblimp Doc. It's right around 1:40 a.m. Almost 2 a.m. The morning crystals are chiming. Are you ready to get out of bed?